You would have heard this in the news from last night. A British passenger miraculously survived the deadly Air India plane crash. It killed hundreds of people. It was a Boeing 787-8 jet and it was headed for Gatwick when it issued a mayday call shortly after takeoff. Like, you can't imagine. And even the fact that so many people on the ground died as well. It crashed into a residential housing building for doctors and families. So what happened and how did one person survive? James Nixon is a former A380 pilot. Always good to have you on, James.
G'day, Jack.
Well,
yeah, it's sad today.
It is, isn't it? Now, as a pilot, when you're watching that, can you kind of run in your mind what went wrong by looking at it or not really?
Yes, well, it's been interesting because every pilot in the world has been thinking about this over the last 24 hours. And so the first thing that it came out was that the radar trace by flight safety was flight radar 24, showed that the aeroplane hadn't taken off using the full length of the runway. And that was a lot of speculation. Well, Flight Radar 24 made a statement earlier this morning saying that the pilots did use the full length of the runway and it was a normal takeoff. So at the same time, we got security footage from the southern side of the airport, which showed the takeoff. So for the first time, we could actually have a look and see what was happening. And after takeoff, the first thing that the words in the cockpit after takeoff is positive climb. One pilot recognises that the plane's leaving the planet. And then the captain or the person flying says, gear up. And then the other pilot lifts the gear handle up to make the wheels come up. At about that time, nothing happened. The wheels didn't come up. The wheels stayed down the whole time. But what we do notice is the plane stopped climbing. And we think that maybe he's hit the flap lever and the flaps have started coming in and the wings getting made smaller and progressively smaller and smaller. The lift is being reduced and you see the plane starting to descend. So it's still flying when it crashed, and that's the big difference between this and many other crashes. Normally the plane stops flying, it stalls the wing. The wing stalls and the plane falls like a piano falling out of a big skyscraper. But in this case, the plane was still flying, albeit getting close to crashing, and the world got in the way.
So what does that tell us?
Well, it tells us that that's why we've got the whole tail of the plane is still intact. Because it smashed into the building, but the tail was still hanging out the back. So we've still got a lot of the airplane structure is still complete. And for that reason, that's how this one passenger sitting next to the emergency overwing exit managed to fall out of the plane or step out of the plane, as he says. He just got up out of his seat and started running away.
But how does he get out without any injuries? And the passengers next to him, they all died.
Yeah, including his brother sitting right next to him. So we'll never know. Sadly, it's just one of those things.
Wow.
And it's just the plane actually didn't stall. It didn't really crash in the normal sense of falling out of the sky. It just sort of glanced into a building and stuck in the top of it.
Unbelievable. So does it look to you like a technical fault with the plane, a pilot error or something else, or is it too early to tell?
It's far too early to tell, and we won't know until we get the black boxes. But I think I'd say it's very... Most of us are saying pilot error. Oh. The wheels should have been coming up and they weren't. And it's really sad that it appears to us to be pilot error until told otherwise.
Wow.
And for that reason, I think you're not seeing the plane grounded. If there was a definite problem with the aeroplane that the manufacturer or the engine manufacturer had worked out, they'd be grounding aeroplanes. If the fact that the planes are flying tomorrow, they pretty much know what caused it, I think.
And do you have a view on sitting in a particular spot on any aircraft in terms of being safer than any other spot?
Yeah, you know me, Jack. I'm terrified. I'm a chicken. I want to find out where the black box is and I want to sit on top of it because if that's the only bit they want back, Jackie, I want to be sitting on it.
Yes, but for the rest of us that can't do that, like, is there a particular part of the plane that's better?
No, I think the trick is to sit near an exit. An exit row or an exit, and so you can get out in a hurry. It's funny, there's a great documentary many years ago that had people who had survived all these different disasters, including the World Trade Center and a plane crash. And the plane crash person, well, all of them said, I'm not going to die today, I'm getting out. And each one of these people had been told, no, sit back, go back down again. No, they just decided, I'm leaving. And I think that's the mindset you have to have in a plane crash, is I'm getting out of here and I'm leaving now.
Do you think lots of people who are nervous about flying, particularly given that that flight plane had actually been in Melbourne a couple of days earlier, that exact plane, it's reassuring to hear that the Dreamliner and that anything else to do with the aircraft, they're not changing their procedures?
Yeah, I think that I think it is reassuring, which points to pilot error. And of course, pilot error is the cause of most of these crashes, which is a bit sad, but that's the industry. It's a human, it's a people business. And when you have people making millions of decisions in a flight, you know, eventually there's 9,000 of them up there right now. There's a million people up in the sky right now, all around the world. And lots of decisions are being made every hour of the day. And sometimes people have a bad day.
Indeed. And it is it is rare, isn't it? But it's still just so tragic. James, it's always wonderful to have you on the show and get your insights. James Nixon is a former A380 pilot. We speak to him regularly, but I find that to be it's really, as he said, it appears in his view and in the view of other pilots that it was pilot error. And I guess you can take some reassurance from that, but a terrible day for all of those involved.